another day of attacks on Ukraine's major city. I'm Lee Silasera, Fox News. Russian forces continue to target Ukraine's capital, though they're still on the outskirts.
Most of the action is over on the eastern side, and particularly in the capital of Kyiv. One missile strike hit just a mile and a half from the residence of President Zelensky. 12-story building also destroyed in that mess. As day-to-day life in all the cities get more dangerous, the Ukrainian military showing it can do some real damage to Russian hardware. And one recap from the talks that they continue between Russia and Ukraine. Some positive action, we were words like serious and realistic, but we've been hearing that for a while, and the carnage just gets worse and worse every day.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Lviv. Ukrainian authorities say an airstrike destroyed a theater where hundreds of people had been sheltering in the city of Mariupol. Earlier today, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky addressed Congress virtually and again asked for a no-fly zone over Ukraine.
A no-fly zone would require implementation. It would require us potentially shooting down Russian planes, NATO shooting down Russian planes, and we are not interested in getting into World War III.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, President Biden did pledge another $800 million in military aid to Ukraine. Former Empire star Jussie Smollett released from jail pending an appeal. Smollett was sentenced last week to 150 days for disorderly conduct after a jury found him guilty of lying to police about a racist, homophobic attack on himself.
The judge spent a great deal of time chastising, berating my client. I've never seen that, and I thought it was unprofessional. That's my personal opinion. Not happy with that.
Smollett's attorney, Nenye Uche, who said Smollett did not eat while in jail and drank only water. America is listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Another state taking up legislation that mirrors the strict abortion law in Texas.
Tennessee Republicans, after enacting one of the strictest abortion bans in the U.S. that's currently under court review, are now advancing another measure that would sidestep federal court challenges that bans most abortions. It allows private citizens to sue abortion providers and people who pay for abortions. Women who receive abortion services wouldn't be liable. The bill still needs to clear the full House and Senate before going to Republican Governor Bill Lee. At least seven states are also pushing similar abortion bans like the one enacted in Texas, where abortions have since dropped there by 60%. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
The Speaker of the Wisconsin State Assembly again rejecting calls to decertify the 2020 election results after meeting privately with advocates for making the move. Americans were still shopping in February despite very high prices.
Retail sales rose last month. Americans appeared willing, at least for now, to absorb higher prices as the Omicron threat faded. Retail sales rose 0.3%. It's the largest jump in spending since last March when Americans were receiving stimulus checks. Business at restaurants rose 2.5%. Online sales declined 3.7%. Department store sales were up 1.6%. Retail sales were up even though the consumer price index rose 7.9% in the year ending in February. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Food delivery company DoorDash is looking to help its drivers as gas prices continue to rise. They've announced they will give drivers 10% cash back when they use Dasher Direct, its debit card for drivers. And it says the debit card can be used for any gas purchase, not for just deliveries. It also says it'll pay out bonuses for drivers who log the most miles. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.